you are trained at a level that you're confident in your ability. You know, it's not extreme. It's not crazy. You just have a well-rounded base of fitness that you want to live life, that you want to participate in life.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections.
I recently wrote an article about a man here in Atlanta named Jerry Mathis, who trains at the same gym that I use. And his trainer told me that he had just gotten Jerry in shape for a special goal that Jerry had for his 75th birthday, and that was to run his first Spartan race. So if you're not familiar with the Spartan race, it's a foot race through sort of a military-like obstacle course. It's pretty intense. It's outdoors. You run like a 5K and go over 20 obstacles, climbing walls, shimmying up ropes, trekking through swampy land, all kinds of crazy things. It's very challenging, very difficult, and you don't see a lot of 75-year-old people out there doing it. But Jerry, who's a retired telephony and IT coordinator, set his sights on it after he overheard some police officers talking about how they had all done one together. He struck up a conversation with the officers and decided that that sounded like something he'd like to do. So he asked his trainer, Christian, to get him in shape for that. He likes to do something special on all of his birthdays. So not long after I wrote this article about Jerry and his 75th birthday Spartan race, I saw a conference being put on for some fitness organization was putting on a fitness conference, and one of the speakers was going to talk about how she gets baby boomers in shape for Spartan races and other outdoor activities. So I thought, well, this is too much. I've got to call this woman and find out what she's all about. And I did. And her name is Renee McLeod, and she lives in Seattle. And she has a really cool training business where she, in addition to training people on TRX and with other traditional gym equipment, she helps people 50 and older get in shape for Spartan races and mountain biking and hiking and all sorts of really awesome outdoor adventures. So I wanted to learn more about how she does that and how she speaks with this demographic about such, I don't know, activities that a lot of people might think are extreme. You know, I don't think that we all have to do crazy things like Spartan races or triathlons or marathons or lifting heavy weights or anything extreme like that. But I like sharing stories about people who either do those things or help other people do those things because, you know, they break the stereotypes that older people can't do whatever they want to do, just like Jerry did here on his 75th birthday, just like Renee helps people do all the time in Seattle. So I really enjoyed this conversation with Renee McLeod, and I hope you will too. Here it is. Renee McLeod, how nice to see you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay. So glad to be here today.
Yeah, you're joining us from, I think, my favorite city, the Seattle area. I tried to live there. I did live there briefly many years ago, and I tried to stay and just couldn't make it work. I just love Seattle.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you definitely have to dress for the seasons. Oh, we do get seasons. That's the good part. Yeah, we do get seasons, and you just have to have the right clothes, and it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I always thought so. Wonderful place. Well, again, thanks for joining me today. You know, I am really fired up to share with the listeners what you do. Well, you, as I understand it, you do a couple of things broadly. One is the TRX, which I want to talk about. But the other, the thing that frankly, just really floats my boat is your outdoor activity training, where you do, you help people with hiking and with Spartan races and all sorts of outdoor activities that they need to be physically fit for. And I just think that's so awesome. The day I found you on the internet, I had written a story about a man here in Atlanta who had celebrated his 75th birthday by running his first Spartan race. Yeah.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like that just makes me so happy, so proud. That's awesome.
Well, same here. I just thought he was great. And so I did this little story on him from my business, Prime Fit Content. And then I saw you because you were in the program to be a speaker at a at one of the online fitness conferences. And I said, it's kismet. I have to talk to this woman.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm happy to share. My sweet spot is the boomers. I want them to be healthy and fit for as long as they can.
So, that's right. So we're talking about helping people over 50 enjoy the outdoors, hiking and Spartan races and all these other kinds of activities, not just 30-year-olds who are crazy and will do anything. No.
Yeah, move them to the side. Let's get the boomers going.
Absolutely. So tell us about it. How did you come to this?
Well, I've always been about my community. I live in a small community outside of Seattle. And I want to get my community up and running. So everything that I've gotten involved in has always been sort of community minded, that I always put out there that if you train with me, for instance, the Spartan race, if you train with me, I'll get you to the race. I'll get you to the start line. And I don't necessarily focus on time or what your place is going to be. Are you going to place in your age group? What I really want to focus on is just getting through the experience and having a really good time and feeling good doing it. And then the second part is that the next day you're not sore and achy and all of that stuff. So that's how I train. And so if they train with me, I don't charge my community for these events. I say, come with me and let's do it together. Let's create a team. And it's just fun to see the different people that show up and want to try it and scared as heck. Don't think they can do it. Right. They're nervous. Yeah. They're scared. But, you know, here's the thing, Jay, this is what keeps me going is you train them and they work hard and they get prepared and they show up for the race. Now they're really scared because of all the other people. There's just all kinds of crazy people that show up for a Spartan and then they dress up for it too. And that's just a separate conversation. But we do the race and when they get to the finish line, there's this look on their face. It's overwhelming. I mean, tears come to my eyes because I can see it in them that they sit there and they're like, oh my God, I just did that.
Yeah.
That's why I do it, Jay. That for that one moment right there is when they just like are overwhelmed by emotion that they got through this race. And so
that's what
keeps me going.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in this and when when this came about for you.
So I worked at a local club and teaching group exercise. And so I taught the strength training class, which I really enjoy teaching strength training. And there were a couple of guys in the class that do Spartan racing. And somehow there's two people that worked at the club that actually worked for Spartan. And they would pop into my class every once in a while. And then this got to be a joke. Hey, Renee, you should do Spartan race, like taunting me, right? And this was back in 2014. And I said, all right. So then that's when I offered them the same thing I had done for other sports. I was like, okay, you guys, 2014, our race is October. I think it was October 2015. Like, we got a year. Let's train. Let's get ready. And we did it. And that was our first one. So again, it was just, I get suckered in. Get suckered in.
Yeah.
When people put that out there, they say, come on, Renee, you should try X, Y, Z. I'm like, okay. And then it just built on itself, Jay. And again, my target is the boomers. So then I just started inviting more people, and the people that were with me started inviting their friends to do it too. And it just kind of took on a life of its own. It's not this huge, wild, crazy thing. Again, it's my community, but it's special. I can't really put words to it.
And it's, so, and it's a part of your business. It's a significant part of your fitness business, right? Tell us about that, because this isn't just something fun and that you like to do because you're a nice person. This is a, you're making a business of this, right?
Well, yeah. So the Spartan is, I enjoy doing the community thing because I think there, it's more than just going to a gym and lifting weights. There's got to be more to it. It's got to be fun and exciting. And there's nothing better than being outside. The fresh air, the craziness. Again, being in Seattle, it's raining. So what? Let's go. know, wear a jacket, you know. And part of Spartan is getting muddy and wet. And so that's part of the training. And that's part of the fun is, you're going to get dirty. You're going to get wet. It's going to be cold. It's going to be uncomfortable. I don't lie about it. This is what it is. This is going to put you in feelings of things that maybe you haven't experienced for a long time. Getting over up and over the wall, that's the easy part. You know, it's all the other things that that kind of come along with it. And I love being outside. When I was younger, I played soccer, and it's kind of the same thing. It's just sort of this, like, get wet. You know, they don't cancel soccer games here in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
It's snowing. Oh, well, too bad. You know, it's raining. Oh, well, it's raining sideways. It's too bad. So I kind of had that growing up. And then I became a gym rat for a while. I thought, I don't have to go outside anymore. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
And then I got worn out of that and then found my roots again to get outside. And so just bringing people along. So Spartan really, since 2014, we've been playing that. And then I found Ragnar, and not the road race. For those of you out there that do the Ragnar road, it's a relay race. You're in a van and you go from point to point. It's from point A to point B, and you kind of race along. But they have a trail series. And that excited me, because again, I like being outside in the woods on the trails. And that's what's so great about Spartan. It's always on the trails. It's beautiful here in Washington. It's beautiful here. So this particular race was up at Mount Rainier. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Sometimes that's the best way, Jay.
I mean, on the Ragnar, or was this a Ragnar or a Spartan?
No, this was a Ragnar race.
And what is Ragnar?
So Ragnar is a relay race. So you have a team, and each person runs a leg, and it goes 24 hours. It's a continuous race. And in this, on the trail, the reason why it excited me is because you camp on the mountain.
Oh, okay.
And you just one runner after the next, and there's three different legs that each runner has to run. And once each runner has completed the three legs, you're done. And again, baby boomers, right? So I created my team of boomers, and we ended up being out there. Gosh, this is a couple of years ago now. 33 hours out there doing our relay up at Mount Rainier. And it was, again, one of those crazy things. It's climbing and dusty and dirty and all the good things about trail running.
Yeah. So you've got Spartan and Ragnar. And what else do you count as in your outdoor adventures?
Those are the two where I get teams together. Now, again, I just got suckered in. This is my newest one.
Okay.
Mountain biking.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm only having the girls join in right now. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
But a couple of my girlfriends got bikes, and they were so excited. So I'm like, it seems like a no-brainer. Let's start mountain biking.
Yeah.
We've got great trails here on Bainbridge in the Kitsap County area. And so we're going to start mountain biking. So there you go.
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomly are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomly helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show. Okay, I had a lot of questions for you. So you keep saying baby boomers. Why? Why did you want to train a particular age group for this, and why this age group in particular?
Well, I am the baby of the baby boomers.
Yep, me too.
Yep. So I'm training me. I wanted to train like-minded people. I wanted to, as we get older, we slow down, right? And I feel like I don't want to slow down. So I feel like I want to keep them moving and keeping them enjoying life, the joy of life. Again, we kind of talked about earlier about the 30-something and the 40-somethings. They're going to make it work. They're just going to do it.
Yeah.
They just have it in them. But as we get older, we slow down. And I found the passion for the boomers and wanting to keep them going and knowing that I'm kind of bringing up the tail end. And I wanted to show them that they could still do it and at whatever level. I don't try to make you win your age group or do a certain time. We just go out and have fun. If you're not having fun, why do it? So that's my philosophy. We go out and have fun.
Yeah. And with this age group, I find for me and for a lot of people I talk to, a lot of trainers and fitness professionals, the rewards are so much more emotionally powerful, right? Because like you said, when you're 30, you think you can do anything. And so you do anything. But by the time you're 65 or so, maybe you're not so sure, you know, maybe you haven't tried anything like this ever or not since college or something. And then to find out you really can do it. Yeah, it's great. I did a sprint triathlon a couple of times. I have a sister who's 60 years old, who is an Ironman triathlete.
Whoa.
She's a badass.
That's not a simple thing.
No, no, it's dedication. Not. She's for real. And she got me to do a couple of sprints with her. And it was more than I thought I could do. And it was exhilarating to do it. Mm-hmm. But like you said, the first time I did, I had trained in a pool, you know, by myself, swimming and biking and running and what have you. But then you go to, and you're at a lake and there's 300 people around you and it's windy and people are kicking and you know,
over you.
Yeah. Well, it was quite the same thing, man. It was an experience for sure.
Well, good for you. That's great.
Oh yeah. It was a lot of fun and I've done it twice and I'd do it again, but it's tough. Swimming in open water is really difficult. I'm a decent swimmer in the pool. I feel pretty confident, but something about swimming in a lake and a river. Oh golly, that's different.
Well, and in a triathlon, people, they'll use you. They grab you and pull you back to propel them forward. It's a crazy sport.
Yeah.
It's a crazy sport.
But those are some fit people, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me how this fits into your fitness training business. I know you're a TRX instructor. And so you do more than just the outdoor training that I'm so excited about. So tell me how it fits into your bigger picture.
Well, I work for TRX. I am on the education team. So I teach TRX courses to fitness professionals. And it always seems like during my courses, Spartan comes up. And so I'm kind of on this little mission to share the love. So if I can bring it up in a course and then maybe they go, huh. And then they start training their clients to do Spartan. So that's my secret there.
Yeah.
But I love TRX. I found it in 2006, fell in love, and it is still today, 15 years later, my go-to piece of equipment for training. And because I loved it so much, I wanted to share with my clients. And so I started doing personal training using it. I started teaching group classes with it. And so then it was a no-brainer. It just kind of fell into the Spartan training and it fell into the Ragnar training and it It's falling into the mountain bike training. It's just that tool that works because it's body weight training, unilateral, and it just helps with all the sports. And I, like I said, I'm kind of a little bit selfish because I love it. I love the TRX. And so my business, I'm not only teaching TRX. I have, like, I point over here all my dumbbells and tubing and all the other toys that I like to use for strength training, because I think strength training is really important, especially women out there. Please do your strength training. So I really promote strength training to my female clients, and then the body weight training, and now most currently is the TRX yoga program, which has been a game changer. Yeah. So in terms of balance, mobility, something to do as an active recovery workout that doesn't tear you down and kind of prepares you for the week's training, the TRX yoga program has been a game changer, like I said. So there's just so many different ways to use the TRX in my training. And then, like I said, dumbbells and the basic stuff for strength training.
How has business been for you in the last year or so?
You know, what's funny is a couple of years ago, I tried to get some of my clients to go online. I thought, oh, this is going to be really great. And when you travel, we'll connect. And all that. And they just looked at me and they shook their head and they thought, I'm not doing that. And then all of a sudden, right, pandemic hits. And now we're all online. I was able to keep everybody. Our gym closed on Sunday and I started classes on Monday online with Zoom. And so I didn't really miss a step. They were so kind in helping me kind of work through it and slowly building it. And now here a year or so later, I think people are kind of puzzled, like, we're still doing this. I think at first, it was like fun because it was something different. They could do it from home. We got all our equipment organized. They went out and bought what they needed. And so business was great and it's still great. Don't get me wrong, but I think people are getting a little tired. Getting a little tired from this.
So what's the immediate future hold for you as far as that goes? Because we're in the middle of April and I think more than half of Americans have been vaccinated or at least partially. And the numbers are higher for older people. And it seems like we're turning a corner, but I don't want to get into the predictions business, but it feels like it to me. So do you feel like things are changing as well?
Yeah, I'm trying now to open opportunities for everybody. So I'll still continue Zoom because some people really like it. They love the fact that it's at home. They've invested in all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So they like it. And then there's the few that want to be outside. Jay, if you could see my house is a gym. So I have this space. Behind that curtain is all my bigger equipment that I've hidden over there. And then our garage, I call it my husband's man cave. And we have our garage is a workout space. So now I'm having people come over private training to be outside in the garage, like maybe two or three people at a time coming over. So I'll slowly start offering in person, which has been really nice to have that connection.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you communicate with your prospects? How do you get new leads? How do you go about growing your business with new clients?
I mostly just go by word of mouth. And again, I'm pretty set on my community. I would love to expand like my Zoom classes and have other people join us and have fun and stuff. But Bainbridge Island, it's my community. Somebody said, hey, Renee, I'd love to come do some personal training with you. I go, great. Where do you live? And they say Issaquah. And I'm like, okay, well, let me just give you an example of what this might look like. You got to go through Seattle from Issaquah across the I-90 to Seattle, catch a ferry.
Yeah.
Make sure you're in line 30 minutes early. Come over. And anyways, I'm making a joke of it, but that's kind of the thing. So personal training live is really my community because it's just not convenient for people to come from anywhere else. And so really I do more for, word of mouth and kind of keep it that way. I'm a pretty small business in terms of clientele and stuff. I don't know. It's comfortable for me to keep it small and manageable, but like I said, I wouldn't mind different new faces in my Zoom classes. It would be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of shy when it comes to promoting you. If you go to my social media, I don't necessarily promote on there. Again, I got to kind of work through that. The shyness.
Yeah. You don't seem shy. Just the little, you know, the little bit that we've talked before this, you don't seem shy to me.
Yeah. Well, I like talking to people. I like being in this environment, but it's building, it's talking about my business. I don't know. That might be a whole different subject.
It is, but it's part of what we talk about on this podcast a lot and in my content as well, because a lot of people have that issue. I have that issue. I can talk about you all day and I can tell people how great my friends are or how great the business down the street is or what have you. But when it comes to me, it was difficult when I started this business to do that. And I finally just had to detach myself from it and say, I am not my business. My business is a thing that I created and I need to talk about it in a responsible way that includes promoting it sometimes. That doesn't mean that I'm going around saying how great I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that works for anyone else, if that means anything to you, but it's how I got over it. You know, it's like, I'm not talking about myself.
Mm-hmm. You know? Talking about the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. And I got to sit in that and just maybe try it on. Cause I always feel like I got to take out the me part of it. And like you said, just like, here's McLeod Fitness. Here's what we do.
And that's right. And it's not about me. It's about them. And similarly, once I got the other mind adjustment I had to make was to realize that I'm not to not talk about me, but to talk about my clients and what I can do for them. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, what is your story? Where have you been? What are your challenges? What are your successes? What are your values? What's getting in your way? And how can I help you? So when you talk about it like that, it's this different prism than my business is so great because I'm so smart, because I'm so clever, because my business is awesome. And instead it's like, tell me about your business. Tell me what challenges you have. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It worked for me. Took me a while to get there though. It's awkward, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that though, Jay. Thank you for sharing those words. I appreciate that.
Sure. Well, I want to back up. You said something a few minutes ago about strength training, particularly with women. And that's something I write about a lot. I write marketing material that I sell to gyms and trainers to appeal to older people. And I'm always writing about strength training and particularly for women. Mm-hmm. So I know why, but I want you to talk about why it is that why that's important, and then why we have to keep telling people it's important, because I think we often forget that not everybody knows what we know. The general public, your general average 65-year-old woman doesn't know that she needs to lift weights. So why and how do we keep talking about these things?
Well, I think most importantly for women, it's our bone density. You know, it's the root of our health and well-being. But I think strength training, like for me, it feels empowering. It's nice to know that I can move my body weight in a comfortable way. And I'm not afraid to do activities. For instance, here on Bainbridge, gardening is really it's a big deal here on Bainbridge. And so how wonderful would it be to feel strong enough to do a day of gardening? Or for my clients that want to play and hang out with their grandkids, it's strength training that helps us. And I think so many people default to cardio, which nothing wrong with cardio, but cardio has its limits, you know? And without going on to the whole like science side of it, but I just want women to be strong. I want them to feel strong. I want them to be independent. I want them to say, like, I got this. Like, I don't need other people to do stuff for me because I can do it. I am confident in my body. I think that's my number one thing, is to build confidence for women. And so when we're working out and I know that you have a set of 5 pounds and a set of 10 pounds and we're doing squats, I'm like, excuse me, where's those 10 pounders, right? Your purse weighs more than those 5 pound dumbbells. Right? And if you want to pick up your grandchild and carry him or hold them, you kind of need to push some weight around and don't be afraid of it. And everybody, I think women get that fear of, well, I don't want to bulk up. I'm like, yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
good luck, because that takes a lot of work and we're not working that hard. You know, we're not, I mean, that many days and breaking out our workouts. You know, my workouts are, I try to get a whole body in a session because I might see them once or three times in a week and I want to make sure they get a well-rounded program. So I try to do a full body in a session just to give them that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jay, if you want, like I said, if I had to narrow this down, it's the confidence.
Yeah.
And they stand taller. They just, their confidence in their own body and their ability. But also with strength training comes mobility. It's finding that sweet spot between the two, right? So I also do a lot of good mobility work with them, keep them mobile and agile.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, are you a fitness professional trying to grow your business with people over 50? If you are, then you need to know how to communicate with them, how to market to them, and how to get them to know you, like you, and trust you with their fitness and their money. We're talking about the baby boomers and more. People who are a little older and a little younger are still in this demographic slice that I'm talking about. People who are older than the typical client or prospect that gyms and studios go for. They have more time, more money, and better motivation to become excellent long-term fitness clients for gyms, studios, and trainers. Prime Fit Content is the only content marketing company designed specifically to help you engage people in this group and to distinguish yourself from competitors in your community. It's effective, it's easy to use, and it's super affordable. Check it out at primefitcontent.com. That's prime, like prime of your life, fit content, primefitcontent.com. Back to the show. How do you train for these outdoor activities? I don't want you to explain like in detail the workouts, but just generally, what are the sort of the principles of getting someone ready to do a Spartan or to go mountain biking or any of these really awesome things separate from, well, I'll just go to the gym and work out?
Yeah. Well, I like to do a lot of training outside. So here in my home gym, I have a lot of different things that are heavy, awkward, crazy to carry. When you come to a Spartan, you have no idea. Like, I kind of know, but you have no idea how they're going to layer the obstacles, what you might have to do in this particular race, which might have been different than the one you did in the past. And so I have a handful of awkward, heavy things, and I live in a court on a hill. So they have to carry this awkward thing down the hill and back up the hill. So I have carry heavy stuff training day, and we all just kind of, you know, I'll carry this, you carry that, and we just mix it up and do our repeats, because that's what you're going to do in Spartan. They're going to have a course, and you're going to have to walk this course carrying this thing. And then other days, we go to the, like an elementary school, and we play on the monkey bars. And we climb up over this, and we crawl under that. And so we do monkey bars, we do pull-ups, chin-ups, whatever's there. I just kind of make something up so that they get used, because you've got to have a good grip. Spartan's all about pulling and carrying and hanging. So monkey bars, rings, hoist, dragging something. So I just try to take the elements that we have here on Bainbridge and try to put them in to the mix. So then they learn how, like, oh, when I'm out playing with my kids or grandkids, oh, I can do this too while they're playing. So now that becomes kind of their thing, right? Or they'll go on a walk and go, oh, look at this, and start goofing around. That's my goal, is that they'll just start to incorporate it. And then for the Ragnar, because you're at elevation and it's challenging in that way, plus the climbing and stuff. So we take weekends and we go out and we hike and put in a long day of hiking. We don't have to run. Hiking's just is fine. And so we'll go out and pick a, and Washington has some great mountains. So we're we were definitely prepared for that. So we'll do that. And mountain biking, I can't even begin to tell you here on Bainbridge, the trail system we have.
Yeah.
So we just 25 minutes, I'm on a trail, and I can spend hours out on trails for the mountain biking. So,
okay. What age, what's the age range of your outdoor participants?
I would say probably the younger one might be about 45.
Uh-huh.
And oldest might be mid 60s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do we deal with the stereotypes that older people shouldn't be doing this kind of thing? That you're going to hurt yourself, or you should just stay home, or just walk around the block, or what have you. Now, I know you're not going out advocating. You're not telling people that they should be doing Spartan races. You're here saying, if you want to do this, I'll help you. And it's really fun and it is safe, but you are advocating that everybody exercise. So how do we get people, we, the royal we, you know, get older people, our age and older, to exercise, to practice strength training, to understand that it's going to keep you mentally and physically stronger as you age? What's the challenge there?
It's funny that you ask this question, because I what's the alternative? Like, why wouldn't we do this? Now, I'm 57, my 65s, our workouts look a little different. We can work out together, but what we're doing might be a little bit different. You know, I've got 10 years on them. I can't expect that what they're doing is going to be exactly what I'm doing, but we can do something similar and be together.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is, I'm always telling them, you got to work at your own pace. How does your body feel? Right? Take care of yourself. I've never really thought that. I started playing sports when I was 7 years old, started playing soccer. So it's been my life. So this idea that you wouldn't work out has never even crossed my mind.
Right.
It's just what we do. And we know that the more we move our body, the better we feel. Mm-hmm. Sitting on the couch all day just doesn't feel good. It might be a good emotional, mental day. Take one, you know, go ahead. There's your gift. But after a while, your body starts to be achy and it's telling you, it's like, I want to move.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you move at a pace and intensity, that's good for you. And I think having a trainer there to keep an eye on you is a really good idea. So it's not really an option as far as I'm concerned to not move or not do something. I'll tell you the way that I, kind of inch them into the Spartan is every month on the last Sunday, I call it Sunday Fun Day. And we do a sort of, I call it Sunday Fun Day, but it's sort of a takeoff of Spartan, but it's all body weight exercises. So we meet up at a school and we do, 3 miles and 20 obstacles. So you go for half a mile and then you do 4 obstacles. You go walk or run half a mile, 4 obstacles. You continue until you're done with your 3 miles and your 20 obstacles. Now, 20 obstacles might be lunges and your interpretation of a burpee and push-ups, you know, all the classics, right? Planks and all of that. And that's how I kind of get the idea in their head about Spartan. Is if you can do this body weight, let's add this, let's tweak that. And then all of a sudden I start pulling them in. That's kind of how I get them started. But everybody can do the body weight stuff. That's fine.
Are you aware of other trainers who train baby boomers how to do these kind of activities?
So no. I hope so. I truly hope so. And like I said, when I teach my TRX courses, I throw it out there hoping that they'll bite and they'll start doing this with their community as well.
I think some people might hear this and think, I want to do that. How can I get in touch with this woman so she can tell me how to do it? So maybe now's a good time for you to tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to.
Yes. My company's is McLeod Fitness, and that's my website, McLeodFitness.com. But social media, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, Renee McLeod, and I would love to talk to you. Drop me a message. Matter of fact, that's how I met Jay.
Yeah.
He dropped me a message, and yep, I responded because I was curious to see what he was doing.
Yeah.
So drop me a message. I will respond, And make sure you say what you want to talk about so that I know who you are and what's going on, and let's start the conversation. If you want to do this in your community, I'm happy to help and
start it. Have you talked to anyone at Spartan about it or at any kind of organization to roll it out elsewhere?
You know, that's a really good question. No, I have not.
I mean, look, I'm 57 as well. And when I interviewed the gentleman who did the Spartan race at 75, I thought, you know, I'd like to do that sometime, but I'm a little scared, frankly. I'm a little scared of getting hurt, and I'm a little scared of not being able to do it. I mean, I'm in pretty good shape, but that stuff's crazy, you know? And so I would take a course that would teach, you know, that would build my confidence in that and get me to overcome some deficits in you know, I don't know, some sort of body movement that I don't know how to do that I'm going to need. I think there's potential there.
I will say that Spartan does offer different training programs. I would assume they're for the younger. Spartan is not an old person sport.
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of their stuff is geared towards the 20 somethings, maybe 30s and some 40s, right? But when you show up for a race, you don't see so many 60 and 70s. So your friend, the guy that you interviewed, and that was, you guys have no idea how amazing that was. But Spartan does offer certain training for the races, but I would go to their website and search for obstacles. And they have little videos. So and this is what I tell my people too. It's like, you need to know what you're getting into. I can help you with them, but you need to have a clear understanding of what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So that you can make an educated decision.
Yeah.
Because my enthusiasm is crazy. And I want you to know, like, this is what we're doing. And
well, it's not just your enthusiasm, it's your expertise as well. I can be as enthusiastic as anybody, but I don't have your skill and your knowledge. So, you know, don't forget that. And then, you know, I want to take a step back from Spartan. This isn't about Spartan. I didn't call you because of Spartan per se. I called you because you're training older people to do cool things that are a little out of the mainstream, that some might view as a little extreme, and that most people probably don't ever want to do. You know, I don't think most people are ever going to want to do a Spartan. So to me, Spartan isn't the point. To me, the point is that you're making a business out of teaching older people how to do really cool things physically through fitness. I guess that's the driver for me, whether it's Spartan or anything else, you know. So,
you know, Jay, that might be my new tagline.
Take it. Did I just give you a tagline? I was just blabbing. What was the tagline that I gave you?
I help people do really cool things.
Well, you do. And you know, one of the things that motivates me and my business is to write about things that break stereotypes. Yeah. Not because I want everyone to go break a stereotype, not because every person needs to do a Spartan race or a triathlon or powerlifting or anything remarkable. But because when we show that these stereotypes are nonsense, then it frees people to say, I want a garden. I want to get back in the garden, but it's heavy.
Yeah. You know,
carrying bags of mulch around is hard, and pulling up weeds is hard. If I go to the gym, will you help me do that? You bet. Mm-hmm. Will you help me play with my grandbaby? You bet. Will you help me climb the steps at the cathedral in Rome or wherever I want to go? That's what I'm getting at. Let me get off my cross now. I'm sorry. I'm off my pedestal. But
no, but you just said something that reminded me. So when I train people, I want to train you for life activities. I want you, like, your friend calls and says, hey, let's go for a bike ride. You go, okay. Hey, let's go for a hike. Great. Let's do stand-up paddleboard. Yeah, I'd love to. That you are trained at a level that you're confident in your ability. You know, it's not extreme. It's not crazy. You just have a well-rounded base of fitness that you want to live life, that you want to participate in life. I don't care if you're 57 or 67 or 77, right? Like, you feel confident. You can go do the activities that your friends are calling you and saying, hey, let's go do this. I don't want people to sit back and miss out on life's opportunities of what they can do. What are the possibilities out there? So,
I could not ask for a better conclusion to this podcast episode. That was beautiful. Thank you. We're going to end it right there, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to include links to your accounts and your emails and all of that so people can find you in the show notes. But Renee McLeod, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Spread the word.
We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye. Now it's time for three things I like this week. Number one is Apple's AirTags. Apple recently rolled out some new devices, and it's not the upgrades to the big ticket items that has me most excited. It's these tiny gadgets that help you find your keys, your wallet, or just about anything, I suppose. And since I'm always misplacing things like this, I've been using Apple's earlier version called the Tile for years. This new one is smaller, smarter, more secure, and easier to use. Can't wait for mine to arrive. That's Apple's AirTags. Number two is a new take on appreciating life. See, a man in London had a heart attack recently, and it made him reevaluate his priorities, including his work-life balance, time he was spending with his family, and his weight. He wrote about it on LinkedIn and got thousands of responses, even an article in the New York Times. Seems to struck a nerve with a lot of us who've come face to face with mortality and our values. And I'll post a link to the article in the show notes. Read it. Number three, the movie The Father, starring Anthony Hopkins as an 80-year-old man with dementia and Olivia Colman as his daughter who's caring for him. I'm recording this a few days before the Oscars, so it's possible that by the time this episode publishes, The Father will have been a big winner at the Academy Awards, but maybe not. Either way, I was knocked out. I've never seen a movie like this before that ingeniously attempts to show us what it's like to be losing your memory. I was expecting a Hallmark movie of the week with Oscar-level acting, but this delivers so much more. I can't recommend it enough. Check it out on demand. Okay, that does it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. If you missed my tips last week on how to get your marketing campaign ready for this current moment after the pandemic, go back and listen to last week's episode. I talk a lot about how to get free media coverage in your local newspaper and TV and radio stations, but other things too, about how to talk to your community about your business. Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at jay@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y. @primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.